Iowa Broadcasting Hall of Famer and former KFJB General Manager John Reardon has passed away at the age of 90. Coming from Ottumwa, Reardon took over as General Manager of KFJB in 1989. In 1987, Reardon was part of the team that decided to switch to oldies on KFJB and kick off Kicks Country.
Bob Holton had a background in oldies and in country, and we said, you know, this format isn't going anywhere, so we changed at the same time we changed to oldies in June of 87, and we started with a one-person morning show in country on FM.
Reardon spent 14 years working in Marshalltown and 30 years working down in Ottumwa, all with radio stations. He left KFJB and Kicks Country in 2001 after working to start up Kicks Country. Then in 2002, KFJB switched from oldies to news talk radio and eventually adding the 93.9 FM frequency. The April 4th burglary in downtown Marshalltown now has one of the two suspects in custody. Sunday night, Douglas Allen Baker, age 54, from Des Moines, turned himself in at the Marshall County Jail. A warrant is still out for the suspected accomplice, Dwayne Edward Rowley, also of Des Moines. Baker has been charged with first-degree theft, a Class C felony, third-degree burglary, second-degree criminal mischief, both of those a Class D felony, possession of burglar tools, and driving while barred, both are aggravated misdemeanors. As of Monday, Baker was being held in the Marshall County Jail on a $24,000 cash-only bond. His preliminary hearing has been scheduled for 9:30 on May 14th. This week is National Police Week, and if you ever wanted to bring the police department fresh-baked donuts, now's your time to shine. Marshalltown Police Chief Chris Jones thanks the community for always showing support.
The community is always very generous to us during this week, and it's always a good time to kind of reflect on all of those wonderful staff members and officers that have worked for the Marshalltown Police Department and Marshall County Law Enforcement throughout all these years.
Chief Jones says there's no formal event planned for this week.
What we end up doing is just making sure and taking in all the generosity that the community has to offer during the week.
This year, National Police Week does not align with a Marshalltown City Council meeting, but on Monday, May 11th, the Marshalltown Police Department plans to announce their Officer of the Year at the City Council meeting. This week is also Teacher Appreciation Week, and the Marshalltown Community School District had students write notes of appreciation for teachers. Those notes are on display in about 75 businesses across Marshalltown. Director of Education Services, Dr. Shauna Smith, thanks the businesses who made those notes visible.
And then after Teacher Appreciation Week is over, we collect them, sort them, and then we give them back to the teachers that they're written to. So it's a really special time for us.
Dr. Smith started her education career by teaching sixth grade at GMG and also within the Marshalltown Community School District.
I still have connections to some of those kids. Some of them are working in our district, and it's just really special to get to see them. And they'll call me Mrs. Smith, and there's just some sort of a ring that makes that special because you know that you had a connection with them when you were teaching in the classroom.
This year, teachers have a big impact on students' lives every day and shape that next generation to be the best that they can be. Shout out to all the teachers this week. Iowa farmers took advantage of the dry weather this past week, and we'll take a look at how much progress they made after this.
Dad, why are you wearing a pith helmet? Looks like you're going on safari.
You catch on fast, son. Welcome aboard the M. Gervich & Son Scrapyard Bus Tour, Safari Edition. Please keep your hands, head, and feet inside the bus at all times.
Oh, Dad.
And on your left, folks, you'll see a magnificent herd of wild aluminum resting peacefully in their natural habitat.
That's a stack of aluminum siding, Dad.
Majestic.
It is valuable, though. Aluminum, steel, cast iron, brass, copper. We take it all right here at M. Gervich & Sons in Marshalltown.
Up ahead, it's the rare and elusive Caparius wireus.
That's copper wire.
Beautiful creature.
Folks, if you've got scrap metal lying around, engine blocks, pipes, steel building materials, wiring, bring it in. We've been recycling metal here for over 120 years.
And that concludes today's tour. Gift shop's on the right.
No gift shop.
Fine, but there is cash for your scrap steel, tin, copper, brass, and aluminum.
M. Gervich & Sons Recycling in Marshalltown. Online at gervich.com.
Preserving the future by recycling the past. It's Kyle Martin in the Mornings, brought to you by the Willows of Marshalltown, assisted living and memory care at willowslife.com.
At 7:10, we are about 46 degrees. We do have partly sunny skies coming up. Dr. Theron Schuette, superintendent of schools, will recap the school board meeting. Back to the newsroom now with Zach.
Iowa farmers took advantage of dry weather this past week to get a lot of planting done. The USDA crop report shows soybean planting more than doubled last week, reaching 27% compared to the 11% the previous week. Soybean planting is 9% behind what had been planted at this time last year. The amount of corn planted was just short of doubling what was in the ground last week, going from 22 to 42%. Corn planting is now 5% behind last year. Some Iowa hospitals and clinics report dramatic increases in admissions due to accidents with e-bikes and e-scooters. In many cases, the injuries are attributed to a lack of safety equipment or lack of practice on the devices. Kelly Hilzebeck, Trauma Injury Prevention Coordinator at Amplify Health by Gunderson, says the sharp rise in people of all ages getting hurt is unfortunate, especially since most of the accidents are preventable.
A lot of these riders of e-bikes and e-scooters are not wearing helmets, and a lot of the injuries are occurring from, you know, losing control. The most important thing that riders can do is to make sure that they're wearing a helmet, you know, every ride, no matter what age they are.
A survey of data from the past year across all the healthcare companies' facilities found 53% of e-bike and e-scooter riders who were hurt were not wearing helmets, while 73% of their crashes were due to the rider losing control. In addition to wearing a helmet and riding sensibly, Hilzebeck says it's extremely important that e-bike and e-scooter users know how to operate the device before hopping on and then taking off.
Avoid distractions. We don't want you on your cell phone when you're riding these devices, and we don't want your headphones in. We just want you aware of your surroundings as best as possible.
One regional hospital reports an 800% increase in e-bike injuries since 2023, while e-scooter admissions were up 80%. Central College in Pella is expanding its online course offerings to community members, giving them a chance to pursue classes outside of a degree program. People can enroll as a guest student, and those guest students could be professionals looking to build skills or people who want to pick up a topic of interest. The guest students would receive Central credit on an official transcript. They would not be eligible for financial aid. Two sessions will be available this summer, along with the session over winter break.